Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bruce Dalcanton. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek takes first base on ball four. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley fires to first and has Potek trapped. There's the throw to Belunger, who tags Potek for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. McRae reaches second base with a double. Otis moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coggins moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Healy and he is out, Rojas applying the tag. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball four. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Davis trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Healy and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Bevacqua takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett bunts towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Bevacqua moves to second. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bevacqua. The throw from Williams and he is out, Robinson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Bellinger moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bevacqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to third. Blair moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-2 in the game. Healy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bebacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 1, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.